Now, a court has heard that a teenager made about £360,000 by creating computer hacking software, which cost universities, gaming websites and other businesses millions of pounds. His name was Adam Mudd. He's now 20. He's from Hertfordshire, and he'd already admitted offences under the Computer Misuse Act. It was a pretty extreme case, but nonetheless, widely available hacking tools help many young people slip into a life of cybercrime, according to new research from the National Crime Agency. The report also though acknowledges that teenagers are often looking to secure bragging rights with their friends rather than having any malevolent motive. Well, the cybersecurity specialist Phil Beckett from Alvarez and Marshall has been speaking to our James Bridges.
I think the first thing you need to consider is what their perspective on the world is at the moment. The youngsters of today have been brought up in a 100% online world. Therefore, they have a very different perspective of privacy, of data protection, of security. They live life online and they expect and see everyone else doing the same thing. Therefore, they don't have the same concept of privacy and data protection that you and I might in terms of protecting what's out there on the internet about ourselves. So firstly, I think the way they look at it as being a crime and look at it as being criminal, I don't think they see it as that. I think they see it more of as a challenge. And if there's something out there connected to the outside world, then why shouldn't it be open? So I think a lot of the time what they're doing is they're looking at using their knowledge, using what they can find on the internet, on the dark web, and going through the procedures and processes to see what they can find and see it more as a challenge. So they have a very different perspective, which means I don't think they see it necessarily as wrong.
Do you think it might be a game to them? You say they spend, you know, all their life online. They've come up against some sort of security wall, and it's their job, you know, to try and beat the boss and try and beat the security wall.
I think it absolutely is. I think they see it as an intellectual challenge. They see it as being something to achieve that they will then brag about and tell their friends about. I also think it's quite interesting how it's different from other types of hackers and security threats. In really, they don't care about the value of what's behind the system they're hacking. It's the challenge in itself that drives them, as opposed to if you think about organized crime, or you think about state-sponsored, or you talk about corporate espionage, what they're after is the valuable data and valuable information at the kind of end of the rainbow. What the youngsters are after is effectively a high from doing a hack or getting through a system.
With that in mind, I mean, how much damage, permanent or otherwise, can they actually do if they just get through, you know, a firewall and just kind of find some data? They probably don't even know what to do with it.
Well, I think that's an interesting point. Certainly, the direct damage that they will do will generally be less than what you would expect from other types of hack, where businesses could be compromised, money could be taken, business could be lost. Anything like that could happen. But what you have to consider is the indirect costs of having a breach and having a security issue and the effect that has, especially on the public relations of an organization, its share price, its valuation, the trust people, customers, suppliers have in it. So the indirect damage can be very large and can be as large as any other type of hack, although the direct damage can be less.
Yes, if a company boss has to admit that their systems have been breached by a 14-year-old sitting at home in his bedroom who has, frankly, nothing else to do, you know, that's probably not going to be a particularly good look for shareholders, is it?
It certainly isn't. And if you think about the General Data Protection Regulation that's coming in next May, which introduces the compulsory or mandatory notification of any sort of data breaches and then possibility of fines of up to 4% of global turnover, there tends to be then a real impact if there's a data breach that management will have to face, irrespective of whether anything was taken or what was taken or how it was taken. The other thing with the youngsters is they tend to be very verbal about what they're doing. So they will shout about the successes. They will shout about what they've done, how they've done it, what they got through. So it is important that companies also monitor the dark web to see what's being said about them, so that if they do have a compromise, they can shut it down very, very quickly. Otherwise, people will piggyback on the back of what they've done and what they've achieved.
There's also this aspect of poacher turned gamekeeper, where these youngsters might get into trouble for hacking, but then they also then might be taken on by someone who actually sort of values their skills as cybersecurity experts themselves at a later age.
I absolutely agree. I think the skills that some of these youngsters have in doing what they do can be very useful to organisations and can be directed in the right way. What they have to be very careful of is the activities that they're doing now and the impacts it may have on later life. And if you consider 20 years ago, if you did something silly or stupid when you were a child, it really didn't matter that much because no one would know about it unless it went obviously too far. Nowadays, everything's lived in real time. They publish themselves in real time. So like employers are going to go start looking back through history to see that. So there is a bit of a double-edged sword there about the skills they're showing, but it's about how they're doing it. They'd be much better going for some of the hacking challenges, the hackathons, the more legitimate way of showing and demonstrating their skills rather than committing crimes. I certainly wouldn't advise anyone to start committing crimes as part of a career path.
That's Phil Beckett from Alvarez and Marshall in conversation with James Bridges after a court heard that a teenager made £360,000 by creating Cube computer hacking software, the bill paid by universities and gaming websites and the like.